Welcome to the DC Daily Drop, your one-stop shop for today's important news in DC movies, TV, and comics. Here are your hosts, Tom and Zach.
Welcome to a Wednesday, June 7th edition of the DC Daily Drop. I'm Tom, and I am again flying solo today. Zach out. You will hear his voice tomorrow, though, as we have already recorded our Supergirl Season 2 review, so you can look forward to that then. But I've got quite a bit of news to get to today, movies and TV. So first up is news from The Hollywood Reporter that Patty Jenkins is not under contract for any potential Wonder Woman sequels. She was just on a one-film contract with Wonder Woman. It has obviously expired. THR had previously said that she was under contract, but there's an update on that saying she's not. It sounds like the studio was waiting to see how the opening weekend performance was before opening talks, which that kind of gives Patty quite a bit of leverage in this situation with Wonder Woman performing so well financially. You know, over 100 million opening weekend domestically. It's picked up another 26 million in the last couple days, so it's doing very well. So she's going to have a lot of leverage here, but it sounds like she's really interested in returning, and I'm sure WB wants her back as well. So the article goes on to say that the studio is expected to begin negotiations shortly with CAA, who is Jenkins' rep. I know a lot of people aren't fans of CAA after the Matt Reeves scenario, Matt Reeves situation with the Batman, and but I'm sure they'll get a deal worked out, as it seems like all sides are interested. And in terms of Wonder Woman 2, what part of the leverage might be, other than financials, she might want more full creative control on this, which I think is not surprising, which she probably had on the first one, but she might want to be even more involved coming up with the script. And the quote from the article says that Jenkins could not only return to the director's chair on Wonder Woman 2, but also could ink a more expansive deal that would allow her to work with DC Entertainment President and Chief Creative Officer Geoff Johns on a script treatment for that movie and possibly others as well. The interesting part there is about possibly other movies as well. I'm curious. I'm assuming that would mean a potential Wonder Woman 3. I don't know if she would be involved with anything else DC-wise, but as just an ending phrasing, I'm assuming they mean a potential second and third Wonder Woman film. But yeah, I think she was involved with the script, even if she didn't get a writing credit. So I think her and Geoff Johns, and if they bring in a third name, it wouldn't be surprising. But yeah, who knows when we will get news on this. I think WB will probably want to move pretty quickly to build off the good buzz. But, you know, sometimes these contract situations take a while. So I wouldn't worry about it at this point. I think if it does say, you know, even if we have a while to wait before we hear any news, because I think Patty wants to return and I think WB wants her. The question will be, will Wonder Woman 2 be her next film? Or will she maybe go on, do something else, do the TV show or the movie that she's interested in doing first? Will she jump right in with Woman 2? I think either are on the table at this point. On to Suicide Squad. We have a tiniest little update on a potential sequel. It might start filming in 2018, according to Joel Kinnaman. He was doing an interview with The Hollywood Reporter, and he said, as far as I know, they're writing the script, and I think the plan is to shoot it sometime in 2018, but that can change. I think I'll definitely come back for it. I'm pretty sure that Joel Kinnaman, who played Rick Flag in the first Suicide Squad, knows nothing more than we do about a Suicide Squad 2. Maybe a little bit more, but I think that's kind of what everybody thinks right now there. I've got a question later about upcoming DC films, and I think, you know, is what DC is trying to do here is find the right director to match with the right project. I think they've sort of are really trying to do that now, as opposed to their original plan, which was sort of, hey, we're going to do this film at this point, no matter what director. No matter what director, we're just going to find a right director and do it. Now they're kind of, it seems like they're willing to wait for, you know, maybe if they wait for Robert Zemeckis on The Flash, they might wait for Mel Gibson or somebody else on Suicide Squad 2, whoever they want to get. Kinnaman also said he wants David Ayer to direct it, but he's pretty much fine with anyone who's good, he goes on to say. Not surprising there. I know the cast really like David Ayer, so wouldn't be surprising. I think most, you know, he's signed on for Gotham City Sirens, but it wouldn't really surprise me if they got Gotham City Sirens, if they got another director for that, and then David Ayer returned for Suicide Squad 2 instead, just because I think they want to have Gotham City Sirens before Suicide Squad 2, just because I figured with Harley getting caught, you know, you'd want to have her get caught at some point and return to the squad. But they could do it out of order, I guess. But I could definitely see them going with Gotham City Sirens first with a different director and then switching Ayer back to Squad 2. But we will have to wait and see. He's got that, maybe has that other film he's working on, so we don't know. And kind of related DC movie news, the first teaser for Professor Marston and the Wonder Woman was released by Annapurna Pictures on YouTube. It's just a 22-second teaser. If you remember, this was the biopic on William Moulton Marston and his story and how he created Wonder Woman and all of that. You can go to ProfessorM.movie, and there's kind of a cool promotional comic book page. This looks like, again, there's not a lot to take from this 22-second teaser. It looks like exactly what you would expect from the sounds of it. So I'll definitely check this out, but we'll see how strong the Wonder Woman connections are and if it's just kind of a, and what the film ends up being. On to TV news now. We have some filming information. It looks like the Titans TV series might start filming this fall. Live action Titans series that's going to air on DC's new streaming service. A site called My Entertainment World, which has shooting information, lists the shoot date as starting September 25th in Atlanta, Georgia. So this isn't necessarily concrete information, but it seemed legit. Atlanta is where they're filming Black Lightning, if I remember correctly. So I know a lot of stuff's moving there. So I'm guessing that's just a budget, cheap way to film it. But if they're filming it that soon, you know, we could see it very well pretty early 2018, depending on how many episodes they're doing. If it's just a shorter 6 or 8, they could turn that around pretty quick. If it's longer, 10 or 13, then it might take a little bit longer to do, especially if they release them all at once. You know, they'd have to prepare 10 or 13 episodes before they release the first one. And Krypton is going to get moving on their rest of their season one episodes soon, according to Variety. They're going to be filming at the new Belfast Harbor Studios in Northern Ireland. Northern Ireland is where Game of Thrones is filmed, actually, but pre-production will begin there this month, and filming is expected to start later this summer sometime. Legends of Tomorrow has cast Tala Ash as Zari Adriana Tomaz as a series regular for season 3. The Entertainment Weekly article describes the character as a Muslim American hacktivist from the year 2030 who doesn't yet realize she holds hidden powers derived from a mystical source. If the name Adriana Tomaz sounds familiar, it's because in the comics she becomes Isis, which is a character connected to Black Adam and the Captain Marvel Shazam family. So she's sort of, there's a TV series that the comic book character is based off of from the 70s called Isis. I don't know if they'll call her Isis because of the connotation that name has now, but she's basically has ancient, like I said, ancient mystical powers. It's an interesting choice. I'm curious how she'll fit in. I've never seen her as a hacktivist before, but we'll see how that fits in with everything. I'm surprised kind of that they're doing a Black Adam character so close. Like, this is a character that would definitely be in the Black Adam film, I would assume. But if we don't get the Black Adam film for another few years, this could sort of be a dry run for the character on TV, sort of like how the Suicide Squad was used in Arrow and countless other examples. And the last thing is a Twitter question from @BobbyKlaus1. Do you think, unlike how Marvel is releasing 3 movies a year, will the DCU only release 1 movie in 2018, which is Aquaman? I think right now, most likely, there will only be 1 film in 2018. I don't think DC needs to really worry about what or pay attention to what Marvel's doing. They've got to do what's best for them. I think Marvel's going to have 3 movies this year and 3 next year, plus Fox. X-Men has like 3 movies coming out in 2018, last I heard. So it is a slammed year for comic book movies, as is. But, you know, so many films are in various stages of development. It's just tough to predict what's going to fall next. But the interesting note from that Hollywood Reporter article about Patty Jenkins was that apparently Justice League Dark and Batgirl were the likely next movies to go into production in the DC Comics universe. Keyword there being were, because, you know, Doug Liman is off Justice League Dark now. And with Joss Whedon working on Justice League through November, I don't think we're going to see Batgirl go into production anytime soon. You know, he probably has to still finish writing Batgirl and then all the pre-production work going into that. So, yeah, I think, you know, we've thought for a while, 2018, it's likely to just be Aquaman, but I don't think it's impossible, because that doesn't, I don't know if that note was about just Warner Brothers, but Shazam is in the works in some frame of development at New Line. It wouldn't shock me if we see it at 28. Most likely it'll hit the April 2019 date that it's been scheduled for, but I don't know. The more I think about Shazam, the more I think it's likely, it wouldn't surprise me if we hear news on it very soon that it's going to start filming or something like that, just because we know it's been worked on for a long time. There's a writer and possibly director attached who's free right now, so it wouldn't surprise me if that goes on. And you know, the thing about it being kept at New Line, which, you know, Warner's owns New Line. So it's not quite as simple as saying, hey, we're going to produce it through Warner Brothers now, but it kind of is if they really wanted to. So I think, you know, I'm guessing they're keeping it at New Line because it's going to be a lower budget film that can be done pretty quickly. You know, maybe it's only $100 million instead of 150 like Wonder Woman or something like that. So I think it could potentially turn around pretty quick, but I think that's the best chance right now for, you know, I'm expecting that to be the next film in direction. That's not inside information or anything. That's just sort of trying to read the tea leaves. We'll just have to wait on that. You know, that's all we can do is wait and guess. But that is all I have for today. Thanks for listening, and I'll be back again tomorrow with Zach through the magic of technology reviewing season 2 of Supergirl.
Thanks for listening, and make sure to check out DC Daily Drop on Twitter, Facebook, and DCDailyDrop.com. Drop by tomorrow for more DC news.